In Philadelphia, police and anti-violence activists say disputes playing out on social media are fueling a historic surge in gun violence. To help change that, the Philadelphia Police Department is boosting an initiative dedicated to combing the virtual world for criminal activity. WHYY's Aaron Moselle reports.
Amir Brown sees it all the time whenever he's scrolling through social media. Photos of people posing with guns, messages that openly discuss recent shootings, music videos created to taunt and insult members of rival street groups.
Now everybody goes to social media to try to prove a point.
Brown says the point of a lot of these posts is to stir up conflict.
9 times out of 10, the beats don't be about nothing important. It'd be something small that turns into something big.
Brown says he can't even remember what the social media beef was about that led to the shootout that killed his 16-year-old brother at a South Philly cookout almost 5 years ago.
Still, to this day, it haunts me because, you know, it was hard. It was real hard.
For at least the last few years, police and anti-violence activists have cited social media beefs as drivers for real-world bloodshed. But amid a historic surge in shootings and homicides, the Philadelphia Police Department says it's paying even more attention to social media. The hope is that more actively monitoring platforms like Instagram and Facebook will help investigators make more arrests, but also save lives by stopping shootings from happening in the first place. The police department declined a request to interview officials about this effort.
Thank you all for being here today.
But during a recent press conference in West Philly, city prosecutors and police provided a glimpse into how this works. Standing inside a cavernous church, Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw told reporters that evidence culled from social media was invaluable to an investigation that resulted in 4 men being charged for their roles in 7 retaliatory shootings. 9 people, including 3 children, were injured during those incidents from 2018 and 2019.
Some individuals will self-identify as members of a group through their Instagram handles, aka vanity names. Detectives also found numerous incriminating statements in private Instagram conversations, including at times direct admissions of guilt.
In the sea of social media posts, the police department also hopes to find information that could help the city's community crisis intervention program. The effort sends outreach workers into some neighborhoods that see the most violence to try to mediate disputes before they turn deadly. The Philadelphia Anti-Violence Anti-Drug Network is the program's partner organization. George Mosey is the group's executive director. He says he'll take any help he can get.
If the police are able to discern that social media banter may actually result in gunplay, and if they can get that information to my people who are out on the street, then I'm certainly all for that.
But getting that information in time to prevent a shooting can be challenging, says Dawood Bey, co-founder of a new anti-violence group called Put It Down. He says insults can be hurled in an instant and fired back just as fast, creating the potential for a dispute to turn deadly in no time at all.
When people used to just hear about gang life through word of mouth, it got around slower. Now you could put something in regards to, you know, gun life on YouTube or on Facebook or on Instagram, and 10 million people can get the message in seconds.
Mosey agrees. He says it can be hard for outreach workers to respond on the fly.
It may show up on somebody's phone. The next minute, 3 or 4 guys are jumping in a car, you know, loading up, and they're on their way. You know, when things like that happen, there may not be a response that lets you know that there, in fact, is going to be a violent reaction to what was posted.
More than 100 people have been murdered so far this year, a roughly 30% increase over the same time in 2020. More than 380 people have been shot. Kendra Vandewater heads the youth empowerment nonprofit Yeah Philly. She says those numbers are unacceptable, and overall, she supports the concept of monitoring social media if it can save lives. But she doesn't think police are equipped to lead the effort. She uses a recent tweet about a Philadelphia police officer's podcast to explain.
So he was saying that when people say pull up on Instagram, it's a precursor to a shooting. Meanwhile, pull up can mean come over, come through, come by. It can mean all types of different things. So to have these like wide sweeping blanket assumptions and statements, it's inappropriate. And it also shows that there's a really big disconnect between the police and the community and just language in general.
The result, she fears, is that the strained relationships between police and many residents in the neighborhoods hit hardest by gun violence will be more damaged by further distrust. Aaron Moselle, WHYY News.